This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information and to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Marvelous Land of Oz by L. Frank Baum. Chapter 5. The Awakening of the Sawhorse. The Sawhorse, finding himself alive, seemed even more astonished than Tip. He rolled his knotty eyes from side to side, taking a first wondering look of the world in which he had now so important an existence. Then he tried to look at himself, but he had indeed no neck to turn, so that in the endeavor to see his body he kept circling round and round without catching even a glimpse of it. His legs were stiff and awkward, for there were no knee joints in them, so that presently he bumped against Jack Pumpkinhead and set that personage tumbling upon the moss that lined the roadway. Tip became alarmed at this accident, as well as the persistence of the Sawhorse in prancing around in a circle, so he called out, "Whoa! Whoa there!" The Sawhorse paid no attention whatever to this command, and the next instant brought one of his wooden legs down upon Tip's foot so forcibly that the boy danced away in pain to a safer distance. From there he again yelled, "Whoa! Whoa, I say!" Jack had now managed to raise himself to a sitting position, and he looked at the Sawhorse with much interest. "I don't believe the animal can hear you," he remarked.
"I shout loud enough, don't I?"
answered Tip angrily.
"Yes, but the horse has no ears,"
said the smiling Pumpkinhead.
"Sure enough,"
exclaimed Tip, noting the fact for the first time.
"How then am I going to stop him?"
At that instant, the Sawhorse stopped himself, having concluded it was impossible to see his own body. He saw Tip, however, and came close to the boy to observe him more fully. It was really comical to see the creature walk, for it moved the legs on its right side together and those on its left side together, as a prancing horse does, and that made its body rock sideways like a cradle. Tip patted it upon its head and said,
"Good boy, good boy,"
in a coaxing tone, and the Sawhorse pranced away to examine with its bulging eyes the form of Jack Pumpkinhead.
"I must find a halter for him,"
said Tip, and having made a search in his pocket, he produced a roll of strong cord. Unwinding this, he approached the Sawhorse and tied the cord around its neck, afterward fastening the other end to a large tree. The Sawhorse, not understanding the action, stepped backward and snapped the string easily, but it made no attempt to run away.
"He's stronger than I thought," said the boy, "and rather obstinate, too."
"Why don't you make him some ears?" asked Jack. "Then you can tell him what to do."
"That's a splendid idea," said Tip. "How did you happen to think of it?"
"Why, I didn't think of it," answered the Pumpkinhead. "I didn't need to, for it's the simplest and easiest thing to do."
So Tip got out his knife and fastened some ears out of the bark of a small tree.
"I mustn't make them too big," he said as he whittled, "or our horse would become a donkey."
"How is that?"
inquired Jack from the roadside.
"Why, a horse has bigger ears than a man, and a donkey has bigger ears than a horse," explained Tip.
"Then, if my ears were longer, would I be a horse?" asked Jack.
"My friend," said Tip gravely, "you'll never be anything but a Pumpkinhead, no matter how big your ears are."
"Oh," returned Jack, nodding, "I think I understand."
"If you do, you're a wonder," remarked the boy. "But there's no harm in thinking you understand. I guess these ears are ready now. Will you hold the horse while I stick them on?"
"Certainly, if you'll help me up," said Jack.
So Tip raised him to his feet, and the Pumpkinhead went to the horse and held its head while the boy bored two holes in it with his knife blade and inserted the ears.
"They make him look very handsome," said Jack, admiringly.
But those words, spoken close to the Sawhorse, and being the first sounds he had ever heard, so startled the animal that he made a bound forward and tumbled Tip on one side and Jack on the other. Then he continued to rush forward, as if frightened by the clatter of his own footsteps.
"Whoa!"
shouted Tip, picking himself up.
"Whoa, you idiot! Whoa!"
The sawhorse would probably have paid no attention to that, but just then it stepped a leg into a gopher hole and stumbled head over heels to the ground, where it lay upon its back, frantically waving its four legs in the air. Tip ran up to it.
"You're a nice sort of horse, I must say," he exclaimed. "Why didn't you stop when I yelled, whoa?"
"Does whoa mean to stop?" asked the sawhorse in a surprised voice as it rolled its eyes upward to look at the boy.
"Of course it does," answered Tip.
"And a hole in the ground means to stop also, doesn't it?" continued the horse.
"To be sure, unless you step over it," said Tip.
"What a strange place this is," the creature exclaimed as if amazed. "What am I doing here anyway?"
"Why, I've brought you to life," answered the boy. "But it won't hurt you any, if you mind me, and do as I tell you."
"Then I will do as you tell me," replied the sawhorse humbly. "But what happened to me a moment ago? I don't seem to be just right some way."
"You're upside down," explained Tip. "But just keep those legs still a minute, and I'll set you right side up again."
"How many sides have I?" asked the creature wonderingly.
"Several,"
said Tip briefly.
"But do keep those legs still."
The sawhorse now became quiet and held its legs rigid so that Tip, after several efforts, was able to roll him over and set him upright.
"Ah, I seem all right now,"
said the queer, calm animal with a sigh.
"One of your ears is broken,"
Tip announced after a careful examination.
"I'll have to make a new one."
Then he led the sawhorse back to where Jack was vainly struggling to regain his feet, and after assisting the pumpkin head to stand upright, Tip whittled out a new ear and fastened it to the horse's head.
"Now,"
he said, addressing his steed,
"pay attention to what I'm going to tell you. Whoa means to stop. Get up means to walk forward. Trot means to go as fast as you can. Understand?"
"I believe I do," returned the horse.
"Very good. We are all going on a journey to the Emerald City to see His Majesty the Scarecrow. And Jack Pumpkinhead is going to ride on your back so he won't wear out his joints."
"I don't mind," said the horse. "Anything that suits you suits me."
Then Tip assisted Jack to get upon the horse.
"Hold on tight," he cautioned, "or you may fall off and crack your pumpkin head."
"That would be horrible," said Jack with a shudder. "What shall I hold on to?"
"Why, hold on to his ears,"
replied Tip after a moment's hesitation.
"Don't do that,"
remonstrated the sawhorse,
"for then I can't hear."
That seemed reasonable, so Tip tried to think of something else.
"I'll fix it,"
said he at length. He went into the wood and cut a short length of limb from a young, stout tree. One end of this he sharpened to a point, and then he dug a hole in the back of the sawhorse just behind its head. Next, he brought a piece of rock from the road and hammered the post firmly into the animal's back.
"Stop! Stop!"
shouted the horse.
"You're jarring me terribly." "Does it hurt?"
asked the boy.
"Not exactly hurt," answered the animal, "but it makes me quite nervous to be jarred."
"Well, it's over now," said Tip encouragingly. "Now, Jack, be sure to hold fast to this post, and then you can't fall off and get smashed."
So Jack held on tight, and Tip said to the horse,
"Get up."
The obedient creature at once walked forward, rocking from side to side as he raised his feet from the ground. Tip walked beside the sawhorse, quite content with this addition to their party. Presently he began to whistle.
"What does that sound mean?" asked the horse.
"Don't pay any attention to it," said Tip. "I'm just whistling, and that only means I'm pretty well satisfied."
"I'd whistle myself if I could push my lips together," remarked Jack. "I fear, dear father, that in some respects I'm sadly lacking."
After journeying on for some distance, the narrow path they were following turned into a broad roadway, paved with yellow brick.
By the side of the road, Tip noticed a signpost that read, 9 miles to Emerald City. But it was now growing dark, so he decided to camp for the night by the roadside, and to resume the journey next morning by daybreak. He led the sawhorse to a grassy mound upon which grew several bushy trees, and carefully assisted the Pumpkinhead to alight.
"I think I'll lay you on the ground overnight," said the boy. "You'll be safer that way."
"How about me?" asked the sawhorse.
"It won't hurt you to stand," replied Tip. "And, as you can't sleep, you may as well watch out and see that no one comes near to disturb us."
Then the boy stretched himself upon the grass beside the pumpkin head, and, being greatly wearied by the journey, was soon fast asleep. End Chapter 5.